KPIX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. In southeast Kentucky, the search for Joseph Crouch will resume this morning. Too dark at night in the thickly wooded area in which they're searching. Crouch accused of using a semi-automatic rifle to shoot 9 vehicles along the I-75, wounding 5 people before ditching the rifle and the car.
They say that this was not road rage. They say that it was something that was calculated and planned, but the victims have been random. He's abandoned his weapon. It appears that he's abandoned his car. And now he's in this really rugged, remote terrain, and we don't really know that he has many resources.
ABC's Alex Prochet. There is an extensive cave complex in the search area. Labor peace at Boeing. The aerospace titan reaches tentative agreement on a new contract with 33,000 machinists union members. Vice President Harris and former President Trump to debate in Philadelphia tomorrow. It will be their first face-to-face meeting. This is ABC News. The Atlanta Police Foundation announced the death of Walt Amer, president and chief executive of Waffle House chain of Southern breakfast restaurants and a board member of the Police Foundation. The foundation says Amer died after a long illness. Walt Amer was 58. We also learned of the death of British bassist Herbie Flowers. He played with Bowie, Elton John, Lou Reed, and other legends during a decades-long career. Herbie Flowers was 86. At the multiplexes,
the living, the dead.
Beetlejuice soaking up box office sales big time, pouring in $110 million in its opening weekend, the film scoring the second biggest September opening of all time. Deadpool and Wolverine place second at the box office with $7.2 million in its seventh weekend in theaters. And Reagan, about the 40th president of the United States, continues to beat expectations. It came in third place in its second weekend, earning $5.2 million. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
And I'm Richard Cantu. ABC News.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I have got some credit card news. My favorite agency, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, they recently looked at credit card offers from lenders that were big and small, and boy, oh, did they find a difference. No matter how good your credit is, small local banks and credit unions offer lower interest rates. I mean, like 8 to 10% lower. The CFPB says that if you have credit under 620, large banks these days are probably going to offer you an APR of around 29%. That's brutal. And small banks and credit unions are coming in just over 20%. Got a credit score of 720 or better? Some smaller lenders are doing 15% APRs. Big lenders are in the low 20s. Now, of course, paying your card off every month is the best way to avoid paying interest. But I sure do like knowing that local cards have cheaper rates. For more money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
I'll see you again someday. a pocket full of money. It's been all worth my while. And I know for sure that I'm here for a reason. There ain't no way I should still be breathing. I'm sure I'll see you again someday. Cause I got a bad one drawn in the short round. I'll take off my hat and wave it to the crowd.
All right, Indy 45 Max Inc. Radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Shane Christopher Neal, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. That is Dusty Golden in a song called New Mexico Nights. Pretty sexy right there. Speaking of sexy, you should see what I'm wearing. Anyway, coming up, I have a band called Runaway Angel, going to debut a brand new song. I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, Sunset Strip, a band that I play in. We recorded a couple of original songs. I played one a couple of weeks ago. Going to play one for you today as well. But right now, we're going to get some brand new music from the Turnbull Brothers. And they are from Glace Bay, Nova Scotia. I know, you're in Wisconsin. Nova Scotia is like way over there. It is in Canada, by the way. The Turnbull Brothers released their Terry Fox tribute. It's called The Dreams Alive. They are Evan and Aaron Turnbull, 20-year-old twins. As mentioned, from Glace Bay, Nova Scotia. And by the way, they placed third in the finals of Canada's Got Talent season number two. So we got talent here in Canada. Debut the Turnbull Brothers. It is The Dreams Alive. It is the Indy 45 radio show on Max Inc. Radio along the Civic Media Radio Network.
Another night of restless dreams. Another fight of the unseen. Will I be a prisoner or man set free to live this life for me? I saw a man the other day across the country. He made his way. He's running for the weak as people prayed. Hope is the light on the darkest day. Step in stride, the dream's alive. Another night of restless dreams. A ray of hope is all I need. I'm getting strength from all I've seen. The man walks on for all it needs. Saw the same man the other day. Got struck down in Thunder Bay. We taking up the cross and we run today. We raise you up so we all can say.
It's alive.
And it won't stand still.
It's alive.
When you cross that hill. When all is lost, it'll test your will. Take every step in. The dream's alive. Determined he could never lose. The hardest test he'd ever choose. Inspired a nation to dream again. To run a mile in his shoes.
It's alive.
And it won't stand still.
It's alive.
When you cross that hill. When all is lost, it'll test your will. Take every step in stride. The dream's alive. And it won't stay still.
It's alive.
When you cross that hill. When all is lost, it'll
Song is called Eyes Wide Open. Black Flies, Indy 45 radio show broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario. You, Wisconsin, are listening to local music from someplace else right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. You can reach me, by the way, shaneradio0@gmail.com. I do have a website, shanechristopherneal.com. You know, I played in a band with this guy by the name of Sean Spensley. Super awesome dude. Great guy. Great guitar player. Unfortunately, he got sick with cancer and passed away a couple of years ago. But before that happened, the band wrote a couple of songs. They were not finished, but we started writing them. Sean took them home, and he recorded the guitar tracks for them to a drum machine, and we found those files within the last year. So, as a band, we decided to record them. We took the drum machine off of the files, so now we just had guitar. Took it to our friend Wayne Berge in St. Catharines, Ontario, Canada. He separated the files. I went to record the drums. Bobby Arock doing vocals. We've got the great Randy Bishop, a.k.a. Tracy Blades, on bass guitar, who did a lot of work for this as well. Adam Bears helped produce it. He played some acoustic guitar. There are some strings in some of the songs. But this was the very first song that we wrote, and I'm going to play it for you right now. It is called Feelin'. It is Sunset Strip. It's making its debut right now on the Indy 45 radio show, Max Inc. Radio, on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
something. Yeah. Look, they're smoking.
Paying for my rent, working overtime, spent my last $10 on a bottle of wine on a dead end street in a one room flat. I got a car that runs, but I got no gas. When I was a kid, I thought I'd have it figured out by now. I'll just take my time, I ain't in no rush till the day.
Such diversity on the show. We had Sunset Strip and Feel It, and then we have Runaway Angel and Growing Up. They are from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. RunawayAngelMusic.com if you want to check them out. Seven-time CMA Ontario Award nominee. They've toured Canada and Europe. They've played things like Boots and Hearts, Lucknow's Music in the Fields, Trackside, the Havelock Jamboree. What else? They shared stages with acts like Dierks Bentley, Dallas Smith, Brett Kissel, Terry Clark, Emerson Drive, just to name a few. A plethora of great music happening today on the Indy 45 radio show, right here on Max Inc. Radio. Got friends in the band called Breaking Still. They are from Niagara Falls, Ontario. Saturday, September 21st, they are doing a showcase out at Sessions on the River. That is in Fort Erie, Ontario. All brought to you by Barking Dog Entertainment. $10 in advance, $15 at the door. Doors are opening at 7 p.m. The show is going to start at 8. The Big Heavy is playing and Breaking Still. Let's do some Breaking Still. Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio, Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Today's Random Thought brought to you by Aaron Weber Group. Cows. That's the thought. Cows. You probably thought it was going to be about how the Aaron Weber Group can get you the best price when buying or selling, with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. You ever wonder if cows think about where they move to? Cows trust movetomadison.com, and so can you. Brought to you by the heifer of all First Webers, the Aaron Weber Group. Movetomadison.com. Really, there's no bull here.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. freebellyrubs.com.
Local from Niagara Falls, Canada, my name is Shane Christopher Neal, and this is Indy 45, right here on Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Gun, won't you tell me? It is Indy 45 X-Inc. Radio SCN here. Cabaret Quicksand is on the way next. And a quick shout out to somebody I don't even know. I know it's crazy, but I'll tell you why I'm going to do this. His name is Mike Malone, and he lives in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, I believe. I know he lives in Wisconsin for sure. But I follow him on YouTube. He's a drummer, and he does all these drumming videos where he visits a ton of different drum shops, a lot of them in Wisconsin, Illinois. So if you're listening to this show and you're one of those people he comes to visit, or you know Mike Malone, hit me up, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. But Mike Malone, big fan of his YouTube channel. If you're a drummer, you need to check it out. He makes a ton of stops, like I said, at drum shops across Wisconsin, Illinois. He's been to Michigan, all over the place. He also does some other videos, day in the life of a working drummer, preparing for a wedding gig. And I love the Off the Beaten Path, I believe is what it's called, where he visits these drum shops. So he's in Wisconsin. So hello, Mike Malone from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. This is the Indy 45 radio show. Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
From Journey, and you are listening to Shane Christopher Neal. Crank it, people!
Off to the
tricky situation when there's so much left to forgive. It gets tough to handle when there's nothing left to give. And I don't think that I can stop myself from running, 'cause I'm just trying to make my way. Have mercy on the wicked. Have mercy on my soul. Don't drown me.
Shane Christopher Neal on the phone with my friend Rick Legacy. How you doing, man?
I'm good, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing amazing. And not only are you doing well, I'm sure, in your personal life, and but your music life, my friend, not only a killer cover band, but now a brand new band. I want you to talk about Dark City Panic.
Yeah, you know, that was an interesting adventure over COVID. We morphed from just a good old cover band to an original band, thanks to that beautiful time in our lives. And it turned out to be well worth it. A lot of fun.
I take it. It was your idea, because you're like a go-getter. You've done a lot of original music in the past. So who's in the band? And tell us a little bit about what they can expect, fans can expect from Dark City Panic.
Well, we have a very experienced Mark Terrain, a.k.a. Rubber, on lead guitar and vocals. I mean, he's been in the industry as well for as long as I have. And there's a little story behind that. I'll get into that with you later. Mark Stevenson, a.k.a. Cable Guy, bass player. I've known him as well for 30-plus years. And then we have our young boy in the back on drums, Ian Swayze. And he's a well-accomplished drummer. Great guy. Love him.
So one thing I noticed about the sound of your band, not only your cover band, but this band right here, Dark City Panic, is it sounds like so full. Like, you guys have this major sound. Who produced the album? I take it you are part of that. And tell me a little bit about how you're getting your sounds.
That's a secret, my friend. my background, I did a lot of sound engineering as well. So I've always approached everything I've ever done that your fifth member of the band is always the sound. And you should focus as much attention on that as you do at your skill. And it's about balance. And it's about, you know, what you want people's ears to hear. And you don't want to leave them leaving thinking, oh, man, that sounded horrible. And even though the band's fantastic. So it's a pretty important part. And there's little tricks of the trade.
Now
we don't have enough time to talk about it.
You co-produced this, correct?
Yep.
Along with who?
Oh, Wayne Burge.
We can't forget Wayne. I knew that all along. I was waiting for you to get there, you see.
can't forget Wayne. No, Wayne's a great guy. And it was Wayne's fun to work with because there's no pressure. You know what I mean? Where a lot of the projects I've done in the past, there's always a producer or somebody over your shoulder. You know, we got to get this done. You're under a time restraint or The expectations are high. This was Let It Naturally Happen, and what comes out? Hey, this is Rick Legacy from Dark City Panic, and you're listening to Shane Christopher Neal. Rock on.
Spin on it. it the same old status quo, but we like it customized. We'll mix it up with some Coldplay, George Strait, a little Georgia on my mind. Tonight is yours and mine. We got
Ryder, Indy 45 right here on Max Sync Radio on Civic Media. Shane Christopher Neal. Hope you'll visit my website, ShaneChristopherNeal.com. You can email me, ShaneRadio0@gmail.com as well. I did a quick shout out to Mike Malone and his drum channel just a few moments ago, and I think he lives in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, but it doesn't matter because I want to say hello to all those listening on the Tap 93.5 FM out in Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And why not up at Wisconsin Rapids? I say up like I know where it is. WFHR 97.5 FM and 1320 AM. This show you're listening to, the Indy 45 radio show, is broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. So I have no idea where Wisconsin Rapids is in terms of places to go to in Wisconsin. Anyway, carry on. God, sometimes in life I make some bad choices. Speaking of that, he just played the CNE in Toronto last week. Here's Marshall Dane, Indy 45, Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media.
See to sell high, you gotta buy low. But it don't mean jack when you're this broke. I was a big, big man when I was buying those rounds. But I blew my wad, who's the big man now? I'm not a bad guy, I just make some bad choices. I play the wrong cards and bet the wrong horses. And now I'm getting pretty good at covering up my bruises. See, you can tell a man by the road he chooses. Some bad choices. There's a girl next door, sweet as can be. Well, how come her kind don't appeal to me? With a little red dress down at the end of the bar, that's my ticket to a broken heart. I'm not a bad guy, I make some bad choices. Play the wrong cards and bet the wrong horses. And now I'm getting pretty good at covering up my bruises. See, you can tell a man by the road he chooses. Oh, I'm not a bad guy, I make some bad choices. Well, how do I fall asleep at night? Close my eyes.
I just make some bad choices. I play the wrong cards and bet the wrong horses. And now I'm getting pretty good at covering up my bruises. See, you can tell a man by the road he chooses. See, you can tell a man by the road he chooses. Oh, I'm not a bad guy. I just make some bad choices. Make some bad choices.
Bad choices, Indy 45, Max Safe Radio. Thanks for listening. My name is Shane Christopher Neal. Good to be here, Wisconsin, each and every weekend, broadcasting from Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. My good friend Rob Fitzgerald has some brand new music coming out sometime in September. I'll definitely get it on the air for you. But right now, we go back to last summer, a video I was privileged to play in. It's Bad and Boozy, wrapping up Indy 45. Rob Fitzgerald, right here on Max Safe Radio, along the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hot summer Saturday night. Me and my friends got a buzz appetite. Gonna party with the boys and girls, making noise and Jack to make you feel alright. PBR sweating me in the backseat, sneaking them back roads all through the county. Everybody singing along. We got daisies in the dukes and redneck dirty boots, getting lit, getting loud till the break of dawn. 'Cause that's just how we roll here at our favorite watering hole. There ain't no time like a good time. Put your hands in the air if you agree. We got beer and wine, tequila and lime. Brace yourself.
Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.